going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy.
All good.
Here's the other thing about the Jalens.
Yeah.
Everybody spells Jalen different.
Yes.
It's like the new Sean. Because I know everybody knows 100 Seans.
My son is S-H-A-W-N.
S-H-A-W-N.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. I had a best friend growing up that spelled it like that, like Sean Kemp.
Yeah.
But then there's S-H-A-U-N, right?
Yeah.
That happens. There's S-E-N, pretty common, like Sean Thompson, mm-hmm. we used to work with. That's
how the hell you get Sean out of S-E-A-N, though?
I don't know. How does the S become Sh?
That has always been my question about that name, that spelling of Sean, is how do you get Sean?
Because when you're a kid and you see it the first time, you think it's seen.
Yeah,
seen.
I know I did.
And then the Mariners had a guy named Sean Figgins, and he spelled it C-H-O-N-E, which is the weirdest one that I've ever seen. So there's a lot of different types of Seans. But then now Jalen's, there's like J-A-L-E-N.
Mm-hmm.
The guys that the Texans got, J-A-Y-L-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jalen Johnson here in Atlanta is J-A-Y-L-E-N. Right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different types of
Jalen. Yeah, man, but it's a lot of them.
Spell it however
it's
you
a lot
want,
of
I guess.
It's a lot of them. I wonder if we could research what is the most common name in the NFL.
We could.
Yeah.
Sure.
You got a crack research team on that.
Sick Abe on that one.
Sick Abe.
I'm sure Abe's got more important stuff to do than that, but maybe he could look it up.
Yeah, because, that's right, because I saw today, is today the original registration for the Peace Tree? Are you doing the Peace Tree this year?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, but I usually register later. Last year, I registered the night before, which is why I was in wave.
Yeah, look at Abe. Look at
I was in wave, like, W or something like that.
So earlier, what you got, Bo?
Take a wild guess.
The most common
name?
Yeah. It's probably one of the most common names in the world.
John.
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Take a wild guess what the most common last name is.
Smith.
Also correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there probably even is a John Smith that's in the NFL. But Jalen's got to
like
be coming
3%
for
3% of the players in the NFL are named John.
All right.
Yeah, there you go.
Jalen's coming. Jalen's coming. Because remember years ago, it was like there was a wave of Shaqs, you know?
Oh, God.
There was a Shaq on every college football team in America, and then that's kind of...
They went to Kobe for a while.
So it was Kobe for a while. And yeah. I was waiting for the LeBrons, but we haven't had it.
Yeah, I've only known one LeBron, and we went to Georgia together.
And he was older than, or is older than LeBron James.
Yeah,
so he was the first LeBron.
Yeah, so that's the only LeBron I know.
Yeah, but I just thought there'd be a wave of LeBrons, but there haven't been.
Yeah, but I think...
They're all Jalen's.
But can you ball? That's the biggest thing. Yeah, I don't care what your name is. Like, what was the guy's name?
Tonka Hemingway.
Tonka Hemingway.
That's a badass name.
Hell yeah.
Defensive tackle from South Carolina.
Look,
I don't know who drafted him, but that's a great name. Tonka Hemingway, man.
Tonka.
That's like big dudes in football get the best names.
They should.
Because they get, you know, like that. You get like Truck.
Yes. You know what we call
Tonka.
Him? Leonardo or Leo or something.
No.
Raffy.
Why don't you just name him Ninja Turtles?
Raffy.
Michelangelo.
What do we got? Well,
Donatello.
What the hell we call him Raffy last week?
Raffy?
I was making fun of somebody like I used to. I was like, Raffy.
I don't know.
Oh, God. It was somebody. Somebody did something stupid. I said, we're going to call him Raffy. It'll come back to me.
I don't remember.
Yeah, it'll come back to me. It'll come back to
me. That has to be your favorite Ninja Turtle, though, right, Raphael? Well,
yeah, because that's me.
Yeah.
Yes. So everybody
cool but rude.
Everybody else says that. Yeah.
Yeah, you're definitely the red Ninja Turtle.
Yes.
There's no question about that. There's no question about that.
Yes.
I'm Donatello. I always like Donatello. Purple. Huskies. Go Huskies.
Okay.
Kind of headstrong, but
carries a big stick.
Has a big stick. Yeah. Talk quietly, carry a big stick.
Yes.
I'm kind of the opposite. What was that?
Got a little bit of Braves news that's just coming across. Now, we knew about Ian Anderson. How about this one, though? In addition to Ian Anderson reporting, the team has optioned outfielder Jared Kelnick to the Gwinnett Stripers.
Yeah, that's right.
It's about
they have signed Eddie Rosario.
Get the hell out of here. Get out of here.
To a major league contract.
Are you serious?
The Braves tweeted it.
Oh my God. Like,
they know they're like the same guy, right?
We're done with Jesse, right?
No.
No,
Jesse
no.
He got DFA'd, but he'll be back. Okay. Like, no one's going to sign him.
Eddie Rosario. Cool-ass, eyebrow-waxed Eddie.
Yep.
Laser-eyed Eddie.
Manicure, yeah.
Way to go.
LASIK Rosario.
Way to go. Way to go.
Did he get a two-for-one deal when he got his LASIK and they also lasered his eyebrows, too?
Oh, my gosh.
Just while you're up there.
This is like the
Alex Anthopoulos know that you can branch out?
Yeah, there's other guys.
It's a lot. You're allowed.
There's other guys.
You know, just because somebody gets rid of a guy that you
all
know.
All about familiarity, man.
I guess so.
All right, who's the next former Brave? Who's the next former Brave to come back?
Jock Peterson's off to a terrible start.
Yeah.
But he might get cut. You never know. He's off to a terrible start this year.
This is partially a joke, partially not. On that baseball trip I took, I texted you guys. I saw former Brave starter Alan Winans, and he was lights out.
Okay. At what level? At what level?
It was AAA.
Okay. All right. That's not far. What's Tukey up to? Angels. Pitches for the Angels.
Yeah.
All right.
So, Ian, I'm going with Charlie, because y'all tell me Charlie's stacking it up there.
Charlie's bad, man. Charlie's not good. But Charlie still has a little bit of money over there in Baltimore, right? Like, they got to ride it out.
Oh, okay.
I think.
It was like an $11 million deal.
Yeah. I think they kind of got to – you can't cut bait yet, you know. You got to wait till summertime probably and see if Charlie figures – you know Charlie. He's a warm
guy. He's a warm guy.
Yeah.
He's old, man.
He's old. Yeah.
He's old, man.
And it gets cold in Baltimore.
Yeah, it does.
All right. Let's get to the back page with Bo. Eddie Rosario.
Damn Eddie Rosario.
I love Eddie Rosario. He's welcome anytime. Back page with Bo, brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Gigolo FRH, probably the most famous dressage horse in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
So there already is a horse named Gigolo.
Gigolo FRH passed away in 2009 when he was euthanized because of a leg injury, which I have many issues with.
Isn't that the worst?
Like, because three-legged horses can survive.
And also just like all the medical advancements we've made across the board.
That's funny.
We can't like get a horse a cast. We just got to shoot it still.
Yes, yes. That's like, man. Because y'all remember that damn track out there in California, horses turned up lame and everything. But I don't say why you got – just don't race them. But
so, Gigolo FRH is a Hanoverian gelding, which is a breed of horse.
What does FRH stand for?
I do not know that information. Okay. I guess that's just – maybe that was the owner's name or the breeder's name or something like that. I don't know where they get the FRH part, though. But Gigolo FRH, check this out, actually won a gold medal. Did not know this either, that horses compete in the Olympics and they get gold medals and stuff.
And dressage is like horse dancing, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Damn, the perfect event just for to a make horse sure named Gigolo.
Everybody knows what we're talking about. Yeah. So Gigolo is a horse dancer.
Gigolo is a horse dancer and won gold in Atlanta.
I'm there for
1996.
All that. Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome.
There you go. But there is no Gigolo FRH anymore, so if y'all want to name a horse Gigolo and pimp it out.
Yeah, because that name's there for the taking. It's like, them dudes are so rich. Like, they spend so much money on these damn horses. You're like, God. Like, the guy was telling me the story about how much, like, just the upkeep of one horse?
Oh, sure.
And you got a damn stable full of them?
Oh, I had no idea. And I know it's not, like, Kentucky or whatever, but I had no idea that there was such a horse, like, community culture in Atlanta, north of town, like, up in Milton, in that area. Yeah, up north. North of here, you turn down like one road, and all of a sudden it's just stables and money.
Can people
and it's
ride
like, holy
horses
crap.
Like down the street?
Legally, yes. That's actually a thing going on in Atlanta right now that people are trying to get outlawed because these horses are – people are riding horses through the streets of Atlanta. And if you watch videos of these things, these horses are freaking terrified. You're watching – you're riding horses down in the middle of downtown around buses and traffic and all kind of – Yeah.
Yeah, so, I wouldn't do that. It's probably
I don't
not
think I would
idea.
Do that either. Like, go to a pasture.
Yeah.
Take it out. That's what it was. Brett, Raffy was Rafael Iglesias. That's what it was. I was calling
him. Oh, you're calling him Raffy.
Yeah, I was calling him Raffy. That's right.
No, okay. Fair enough.
Appreciate it.
He call him whatever you want at this
appreciate
point.
Appreciate it, Brett.
Speaking of people being mad about riding horses, that was a perfect little segue because the PETA people are at it again. They let it die down after 2021, but they're bringing back the arm barn. Somebody from PETA jumped into the MLB social media guys' DMs over the weekend suggesting they stop using the term bullpen. But in this time, instead of actually wanting arm barn, they're taking suggestions on what do we call bullpens these days.
Dude, so. Arm barn is awesome. Like, that's such a great, funny name for a bullpen anyway.
Only if you put it on a golf cart.
So at least something funny came out of it the first time. Yeah, they oftentimes have their priorities mixed up.
Hey, and speaking of PETA, we have a winner of the Great American Sperm Race.
Oh, I forgot about that.
USC student Tristan beat UCLA student Asher in the first ever
Asher and Tristan
sperm race.
Okay, I got a nephew named Tristan, so okay. I love that name.
Tristan's good. Asher? Tough.
The event actually had
my nephew's name. Careful, fellas.
Love Asher, too.
All right, there's probably a lot of people out there with names we make fun of, so I probably better chill.
Because they will come for
there's probably some good Jaxes out there, you know? We've been killing Jax today, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So Tristan from USC gets to take home his big gold sperm trophy.
Would you put that on the mantle?
Yes.
Yeah.
You got to be proud of that, right?
Well, my sperm trophies are named Lily and Jack.
Lily and Jack. So. put that on a t-shirt right there.
So I don't know how many different ways we can mention the name Jax on the radio today, but it's going to be brought up several other times. Well, here is a more positive story. This one's actually very, very cool. This one's about Jackson Dart, though. This is Jackson Dart getting a haircut. Talking about a conversation or an interview that he had during the NFL Combine. So he had not been drafted by the Giants yet.
So at the Combine, they'd ask you about your story, and they would be like, okay, like, if you could train with anybody, past or present, who would it be? And everybody was saying Tom Brady, Pat Mahomes, Joe Montana. Right. They asked me that question, you know who I said? I said Jameis Winston.
There you go.
I said Jameis. I want to trade with Jameis.
I'm always going to choose Jameis. I don't care what none of y'all say.
Bro, if you really pay attention to his workouts, though, he is, like, grinding. I feel like he would be, like, the best teammate.
There you go. Now you're going to find out.
Now you got to find out.
He does some pretty unique workouts.
He does. But that damn ball. God, Jameis, there's nobody funnier than that guy right there, man.
His trainer's like hitting him with a broom.
Who was the guy that got drafted? Was Jackson Dart the one that dog jumped all over the dog that wanted to get into?
No, that was Tyler Shuck.
Oh, Tyler Shuck. Okay. Now who was that next to Tyler?
That's his girlfriend.
Probably okay. His lady. You don't let nobody just if that ain't your mama, you don't let no random sit by.
But it might have been his mom. She looked like a little bit older.
Oh, you think so?
I'm not sure. I don't want to disrespect.
Oh, I thought it was his lady.
I thought she was nice looking.
Yeah, I thought it was a lady.
Okay, I couldn't tell.
I was just assuming. I don't know that for a fact. I was just assuming it was his girlfriend too.
Yeah, I thought it was a lady.
I don't know.
So you may not know the name Bowen Harbuck, but Bowen Harbuck is the young man that made the Falcons' seventh-round pick of Jack Nelson on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So he is a young man that caught strep throat, ended up having a some kind of blood disease where they had to amputate his arm.
Oh, no.
Here's Bijan Robinson making the phone call to this young man, telling him he's going to take him to Wisconsin to make the Falcons' seventh-round draft pick.
What's up, Bowen? This is Bijan, bro.
Pretty cool story.
Hey, first off, I just want to say I'm praying for you. I know that, you know, some unfortunate stuff happened, but you know what? We're going to bounce back even better than what we were. But, hey, I have a surprise for you, bro. So, you're about to make the pick at the 2025 NFL Draft on Saturday. I need you to be ready. I need you and your family to get ready to go to Green Bay. You guys are about to have the best time. You're about to make, you know, one of our best players that we might ever have. You're about to make that pick. And I hope I meet you one day. I hope, you know, me and you just dap it up, have a conversation, and, you know, keep it on going from there. But, man, praying for you. Hope you have a great time on Saturday, and we'll see you soon.
And here's how he did.
With the 218th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select
Jack Nelson, tied tackle from Wisconsin.
Rise up!
Before this happened, he had to have his arm amputated. He was a lacrosse player, football player, multi-sport athlete.
Oh, wow. I loved it. I loved that day. I saw that they, I think it was in the third round or the fourth round, where they were letting, like, they were all in overseas towns or whatever, announcing the draft picks and everything.
That's cool.
So I thought that was really cool.
That's really cool.
That was really, really cool.
Green Bay, hell of a job hosting the draft, by the way.
Didn't it look good?
Yeah.
It looked but like and I, a freaking I love party. Where the two players that they drafted, because you might have drafted the kid in the first round, but then that kid that waited out to the fourth, I think it was, and he got a chance to go out there. And then for Roger to come up there and give him like that hug, it wasn't a guest host or anything. It was actually Roger Goodell. I thought that was coolest thing ever. Coolest thing ever.
Yeah, so I'm ready for one to come to Atlanta. I guess when Centennial Yards gets pieced together, they may be a hell of a place for a draft party.
Because where is it next? It's not. It's another Pittsburgh, right? So it's traveling. Like it's going to different cities. I would love it here. It would be great. Every event Atlanta has had, Atlanta has been amazing.
That should be one of the first events that they do down there.
I love it. I love the idea.
Got the room for it.
Now we get, you know, no offense to like some cities are never going to get a Super Bowl. Like Atlanta gets Super Bowls and stuff like that. So maybe they're giving it to cities that don't get Super Bowls. I mean, like, because Green Bay's never going to get a Super Bowl. I mean, Pittsburgh's never going to get a Super Bowl.
They said New York won't get one either. But it's crazy because it snowed. It was the whole thing about the New York City Super Bowl. It's going weather. Weather was fine.
It was fine.
It was just
it
after
rained
the game.
A little.
It was just after the game.
Yeah. Yep.
But yeah, you got a dome. You get coast. I mean, because Minnesota's had two Super Bowls.
Yeah, because they got a dome. Yeah. Detroit had one.
Twice.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table. And Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, be sure to listen to The Steakhouse all week long for our annual Spasadel Mother's Day giveaway. Spasadel will give away five $250 certificates, each including a 60-minute Swedish massage, which are the best ones, with her choice of rose or lavender body butter, followed by a floral facial. Pamper mom this Mother's Day with a gift certificate to Spasadel. It's what every mom wants. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.